Well, let's take a break from election news now for the Here and Now DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Kyle Meredith hosts the weekly feed out of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky. He's also music director there. Kyle, welcome back.
Happy to be back.
And you wanted to talk to us today about some female musicians who are making waves. And let's start with the artist who calls herself Tune Yards. Here is Water Fountain. Very interesting sound there. Tell us about Tune Yards.
Meryl Garbus of Tune Yards here has this rhythmic thing that you really don't find a lot, at least in popular music. And it's almost like she travels a lot. She travels a ton. And I feel like you can hear all of the countries that she kind of visits around the world. And you don't get that with a lot of other musicians. She's a completely unique thing. I think she's on album number 3 right now, and they just keep getting better and better every single time.
Well, when you say you can hear all the countries she visits around the world, what do you mean by that in what we're listening to here?
Like you're in Water Fountain, you really hear those tribal beats and everything. I know she spent a lot of time in Haiti, and this time around, Haiti really influenced her. In what she was hearing. And in that one particularly, you know, maybe you go all the way back to the way Paul Simon did it in his own adventures in Africa. You know, he was able to take that and bring it into the Graceland album. And she's been able to do that, too.
What a great album that was, too. Let's get to one of the beats coming out of New York City, My Brightest Diamond, also known as the singer-songwriter Cheryl Warden. Here's Pressure.
Mountain on top, a fire below, the pressure grows, pressure. Bright, I cannot hide them. So heavy, I cannot mine them. All of this precious making diamonds so wild.
I have to say, her voice, although maybe not her style, sounds a little like Norah Jones.
I've never heard that one, but that's kind of a cool thing. You think about her, she's an avant-garde artist who's obsessed with pop music. She was a classically trained vocalist, and recently has become obsessed with marching bands.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, if you throw all of that into a big pot, that's what you're getting. Again, she's taking things that we've heard before, but kind of twisting them in the new way. It's one of my favorite records of the year, her latest one. It's called This Is My Hand. She's kind of blowing my mind. I got to see her down in Austin at the ACL Festival, and the live show she puts just as much creative energy into as far as her look, her presentation, bringing the marching bands in all of these various cities up onto the stage. Apparently that's its own little movement. All of these major cities have these marching bands that just, well after school is over, you know, that are still doing the thing, and she's made it part of her own music.
Well, let's get to another artist that many people know. This is St. Vincent from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and this is the song Birth in Reverse.
It's my report from the edge, like a birth in reverse. What I saw through the blinds, you could say that I'm sane. And for long, the lies of the cars make it turn.
You know, one of the things I'm noticing here is that all of these female artists are also great instrumentalists.
They are indeed. You know, Annie Clark there, St. Vincent, when I talk about the future of music, and I guess what I'm talking about is the future of rock, really, in all of this, too, she's who I'm talking about. She has gone to the church of David Bowie. She has studied under David Byrne and is this incredible musician. Her guitar playing, I swear to you, rivals Prince's. And if you ask me who the greatest living guitarist is, it's Prince. And she's
especially
right
after
there.
His 8-minute set on Saturday Night Live the other day.
It was amazing. It's mind-blowing. And if you see her on stage, she's just like that. She her first gigs were with Sufjan Stevens and Polyphonic Spree, and she kind of takes that kind of indie rock but just puts it into this sometimes punk and sometimes metal, but it's always pop. Really, she's kind of the queen of this whole movement at the second.
Okay, let's get to Janelle Monáe, who made some waves a few years ago with a Grammy nomination. Here is Queen featuring Erykah Badu. Now we've got our listeners dancing in their cars.
Janelle Monáe is really, really great because she's found out a way to experiment, to be really, really weird, but once again, make it really danceable and really catchy. You could tell she probably listened to a lot of George Clinton and a lot of Radiohead at the same time and said, oh, I can put these two together and I can make it work. And the fact that she uses Erykah Badu right there, you know, which is her own type of weird R&B queen, it's a perfect matchup. It's like, yes, let's put those two together and let's make this amazing song come out of it.
It does sound great. And here's another one. This is from Slater Kinney. The song is Bury Our Friends. Kind of a rebellious punk sound there, and we should say that this band has a Portlandia connection.
Carrie Brownstein is in, she's in Slater Kinney. And I guess it's a bit unfair to talk about the future of music and then bring up something like Slater Kinney because, so the thing is, they're back. They're reunited. It's been about 10 years. But you know, when it comes to kind of trailblazing and making a new game, Slater Kinney were one of those bands that did it in the 90s. They were part of the Riot Girl movement. They're the first time that you really had strong female musicians doing their own brand of punk rock and making a big statement out of it. And they disappeared in 2005, and you could definitely tell. I mean, there was a gap and a hole in the musical community, and it's so awesome that they're back now, and they're going to have their first record in 10 years out next year.
And what is it that you like about this song?
It has all of those old trademark Slater Kinney sounds to it, and that was smart of them. They didn't come back and try to reinvent themselves. It's that hard-driving punk sound, but not like you would get from Against Me or you know, older bands like the Ramones or something like that. It's something that came out of a time and a place and still kind of waves that flag.
Kyle Meredith, music director at WFPK Public Radio in Louisville, Kentucky. Kyle, thanks as always.
It's always great to be here.
And this is a bonus pick from Kyle. This is Small Things by Joan Shelley of Louisville, Kentucky. It's on Spotify along with the rest of our DJ session picks. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.